KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, breezy, and 26 degrees here at Atlantic. We look for cloudy to partly cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries, additional flurries, I should say, this morning, and a high around 31. We had a trace of snowfall, a little bit of rain overnight as well, mixed into that little sleet for a total of 4 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation. And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you this morning on KJAN by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. And in area news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday night approved an unbudgeted supplemental expenditure request from Police Chief Steve Green for $15,202 to upgrade the city's sirens and a new computer server for the police camcorder units. Green said Federal Signal, a manufacturer of emergency, audible, and visual warning devices, will be making a big push to make the sirens and soundboard replacements, and Green said they're not expecting to be cutting any deals once that push begins.
Siren boards usually run $1,500, $1,600 a piece. Matter of fact, I think we paid close to $1,700 for one a year ago. And talking with the area rep, I told him I just need your best price, and he said, well, I can only give you a decent price till the end of the year, because then Federal's not going to give me any breaks. He shot me this bid where 11 boards for $12,000-some, so roughly you're looking at $1,150 per board instead of $1,500.
Green said by ordering the parts now, it will save the city between $6,000 and $8,000 than if they were to be ordered after the start of the new budget year on July 1st, 2012. And as far as the L3 mobile vision server system for the police camcorder units is concerned, Green said he needs that because the old server is not compatible for use with the new camcorders installed in the squad cars.
It's the computer that our car cameras download to. They call it a server, but it actually just runs on regular PC software. It's normally in the $5,000 or $6,000 area, and I basically kind of twisted the guy's arm because I've been buying these cameras on grant, and now the new cameras run on a different software than the old cameras run on. I have to start putting them online because I've got cameras that are starting to drop out, and I still have 2 more years to get the other ones and get grants to pay for them so the city doesn't have to buy them out of the general fund. So he went back and shot me a price, which actually kind of blew me away, for $2,000. You got to give me a new server with the software programs that will run both of them, and then I can step it into the next phase.
Green, who says he's been in the black and for his budget for several years, says he was going to put the server into next year's appropriations, but if he could get it now, it would save thousands of dollars. Councilman Kern Miller asked City Administrator Doug Harris if there's money in the budget to appropriate for the expense. Harris said if there isn't, they'll have to find ways to save costs elsewhere.
Well, I mean, we'll have to, with any budget, we'll have to find the money. We can't spend money we don't have.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
There's certain things you have to do, and if we can save money, we may have to move some things around, what we buy and when. But if it needs to be purchased, we might as well purchase it at the lowest possible price.
With the council's approval, Green said he would likely place an order for the siren circuit boards and upgrades and computer server sometime today. News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening read proclamations recognizing two city council members who will not be returning to City Hall in January as servants to the community. First up was 3rd Ward Councilperson Pat Simmons, who Jones said had served on the council from 1992 to 2000 and from 2004 until the end of this year, or a total of 16 years. Jones said that she has also attended over 384 meetings of the city council, plus numerous committee meetings as a council liaison to various boards and committees.
Whereas Pat, considerable experience coupled with her quiet nature demonstrated the importance of good listening skills and the emphasis of using a few chosen words to make a point. And whereas the City Council of Atlantic wishes to acknowledge past contributions, dedication to the City of Atlantic, and her services on the City Council. now and therefore be proclaimed by the Mayor and City Council on this 21st day of December 2011 that the Atlantic City Council takes this occasion a passing departure from the City Council to express our appreciation to her on behalf of all citizens of Atlantic and all she has done for our city.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Simmons jokingly said afterward that she was going to miss all those midnight phone calls from persons in her ward. Jones also recognized his first ward councilman, Kern Miller, who served on the city council since 1999 for a total of over 12 years. Miller has attended over 300 meetings of the council, as well as numerous council committee meetings, also as a liaison to various boards and committees. The proclamation honoring Miller mentioned his ability to make sure the council served the citizens of Atlantic as watchdogs for their tax dollars and made light of his ability to draw attention to the council proceedings when they were televised on the local cable access channel.
Kern's independent and questioning nature did not shy from challenging the status quo for his fellow council members and often provided an alternative view that sparked lively debate and enriched the positive disclosure and undoubtedly increased Channel 18 viewing audience. And whereas the City Council of Atlantic wishes to acknowledge Kern's service and dedication to the City of Atlantic, his contributions to the council deliberations, offering an experienced and sometimes unique perspective on most agenda items. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed by the Mayor and Atlantic City Council on his 21st day of December 2011 that the Atlantic City Council takes this occasion upon Kern's soon departure from the City Council to express their appreciation to him on behalf of the citizens of Atlantic and all it takes to be done for our city.
Afterward, Miller expressed his appreciation to the residents in his ward for allowing him to serve.
I want to thank you, the folks in my ward, for supporting me through the years and doing my best for the town.
Simmons and Miller received a plaque each for their years of service. In January, newly sworn-in councilpersons Ashley Hayes and Chris Jimerson will take Simmons's and Miller's seats, respectively. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will have to wait until next week to approve revisions to the county's indigent burial policy. The supervisors Wednesday morning were set to approve recommended changes set in the final draft of the policy, but discussion revolving around the burial of an indigent person's remains resulted in additional revisions to the policy. County General Relief Coordinator Teresa Canning and VA Director Mitch Holmes were on hand for the discussion, as were two area funeral home directors. Prior to tweaking the policy for final approval during the board's meeting next week, Canning read the policy as it's currently written.
Eligibility for benefits shall be determined in accordance with the Cass County General Assistance Ordinance or VA ordinance as appropriate. A maximum of $2,000 will be paid by Cass County, Iowa for the burial of the deceased. A maximum of $1,500 will be paid by Cass County, Iowa for the cremation of the deceased, which includes the mandatory medical examiner's certification fee. A burial or cremation of the deceased is limited to the following only: casket, vault, cremation container, funeral director fees, and other normal expenses required for burial or cremation. The family or interested friends of the deceased are responsible for the purchase of a cemetery space or lot. In addition, Cass County agrees to pay the reasonable and customary cemetery expenses not to exceed $550.
A revision to the policy was made with regard to the disposition of cremains, whereby a maximum of $200 will be allowed for burial or other disposition if the family chooses to go that route. Work on revising the policy has taken place over the past several weeks. Review of the final policy will be conducted at the end of 2012 to determine if changes need to be made for years 2013 and beyond. And the co-chair of the Cass County Salvation Army's bell ringing campaign announced Wednesday morning at the supervisors' meeting that donations so far have exceeded last year by more than $1,000. Teresa Canning said during her report that the campaign has raised $7,813, and there are still a couple more days to go before the campaign concludes for the year. Last year's campaign raised $5,300. Canning and campaign chair Dwayne McFadden remind you that there are still opportunities for you to volunteer a couple of hours to help raise funds by ringing the bell at the Atlantic Hy-Vee, Fairway, or Walmart stores. To sign up for a shift, call Dwayne McFadden at 249-0939. Saturday will be your last chance to ring the bell and help the local chapter of the Salvation Army. The funds raised by the campaign stay right here in Cass County. And taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, Senator John McCain says he feels badly for the 160 million Americans who could end up paying more in payroll taxes beginning January 1st because lawmakers on Capitol Hill haven't reached an agreement. McCain told CBS's The Early Show that the stalemate hurts the Republican Party. The U.S. economy grew more slowly in the summer than previously thought because consumers spent less than the government had first estimated. Economists expect the growth in the current October through December quarter to be stronger The Commerce Department says the economy grew at an annual rate of 1.8% in the July through September quarter. And the number of people applying for unemployment benefits dropped last week to its lowest level since April of 2008, extending a downward trend that shows the job market strengthening. The Labor Department says new applications for unemployment benefits fell last week by 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 364,000. It was just the third straight weekly decrease. News time is 8:10. Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667. And in our funeral announcements, Maxine Karspecken, age 92 of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Maxine Karspecken will be held today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Joan Beyer, age 87 of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Joan Beyer will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wayne Hopping, age 83 of Oakland, died Monday. Funeral services for Wayne Hopping will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Louis Lauritsen, age 88, formerly of Audubon, died Monday in New Mexico. Celebration of Life memorial services for Louis Lauritsen will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ronald Rehfeldt, age 64, of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ronald Rehfeldt will be held on Tuesday, December 27th at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Mervyn Schaff, age 95, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Mervyn Schaff are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.